Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. With six employees at the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Juanita Helms Administrative Center on sick leave with COVID-19, the facility's treasury counter is closed. Borough spokesperson Lenine Livingston says the counter will be unavailable for in-person tax payments through Friday, July 24th, but there are other options.
Folks can always make their property tax payments electronically through their bank or their financial institution's bill pay service. They can mail their property tax payment. The payment drop box inside the lobby is also available during this time.
The Borough Administrative Center has only been open to the public by appointment since the pandemic hit Alaska in March. The growing number of area COVID-19 cases is changing access to Fairbanks City Hall. According to a city release, the downtown facility is also going to appointment-only public access beginning Monday the 20th. It also says masks have been required for employees and visitors until further notice. The city says employees will continue to be available to assist residents via phone and email Monday through Friday 8 to 5. For the second time this year, the legislature must hire a new chief budget analyst. KTOO reports that after serving less than 6 months as the director of the nonpartisan Division of Legislative Finance, Pat Pitney is leaving August 1st to serve as interim president of the University of Alaska. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee is responsible for hiring Pitney's replacement. Committee Chair Chris Tuck says he hopes the committee will fill the position by late August or early September.
We went through it here recently, 6 months ago, so it's all still fresh in our heads.
The position was advertised on the Alaska Workforce website Wednesday. The committee is scheduled to accept applications through August 17th. I'm Dan Bross.